Fewer than 60 neighborhoods experienced spills this time around, compared to 70 during last year's major hurricane. Most of the 10 million gallons that flowed into rivers, streams, and tributaries last year were a result of pump stations losing power. This time, JEA officials say they were ready with a few hundred extra generators. Still, CEO Paul McElroy says that wasn't enough to keep some pumps from shutting down, as historic floods inundated areas along the St. John's River.
When you looked at it, we had a number of stations that are high and dry under normal conditions, and we looked at just shortly after the storm, they were underwater. So that a generator and an electric feed just aren't going to help those.
McElroy says the utility is looking at how to shore up the sewage system's resiliency, as rising seas and stronger storms are expected to continue. The total cost for community-owned JEA as a result of Irma, including sewage and debris cleanup, is expected to be somewhere around $30 million, he says. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJZT News.